have Christian. I also have Luke here. Christian led us with 8 tackles. Hold friends out of 345 yards. I believe that's their low. Question for Christian.
Yeah, 345 yards for Fresno. This is the first time all year that you guys have held an opposing team to under 100 rushing yards. And you did a pretty good job of kind of, you know, keeping Fresno from hitting some of the deep shots they've got in the first 3 games. What was your overall read on the defensive performance tonight?
It's progress. You know, like you said, we obviously the outcome wasn't what we wanted. It wasn't what we expected, but it's progress. You know, week in, week out, we just getting better. So we just got to keep working hard to, you know what I'm saying, come out with a dub. So just getting better, just got to go back, keep working, watch the tape, and just get back and just do what we do.
What do you compare the last time that you guys were in the stadium, the 35-31 game against Montana State, to where you guys are now? Obviously, same result, but at the same time, you mentioned that kind of progress. Where are you seeing the most progress in terms of the secondary?
We're just communication, just us doing our job, you know. We just got to be able to just get off the field, man, and just be more disciplined. We had like 12, probably more than that, penalties, man. So we just got to get off the field and just be disciplined. But overall, just communicating and just being a unit, we've improved. But it's still not where it needs to be, obviously.
So like you just mentioned, you know, you guys have to get off the field. How demoralizing is it just knowing you guys can't really keep by a stop out there? And sure, you guys stopped them 345 yards, but it felt like Fresno was on the field for a while, and that's really how they
were talking. I want to say it's like we can't. We get teams to third and fourth downs. It's really just us just messing ourselves up. It's just we get penalties. We do mistakes that's in our control. So it's not that like we're just, you know, we can't. Oh, they're just. Oh, we can't get them off the field. We just need to, you know, just be disciplined. Just be able to do our job, not get the penalty, not, you know what I'm saying, understand it's third and long, sit on the sticks, you know. That's just all it is, man. So we just got to work on that, just be down the distance aware. And, you know, like I said, we, you know, saying week in and week out, we getting better. So we'll keep improving.
So next week, New Mexico State, yes, sure. Obviously, it's a loss tonight.
That fuels to the fire, you know, like you said, rivalry game right there. You know, right now, obviously, we don't like where we at, man. We 0-4. I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of guys in the locker room, like we said, we ain't never been 0-4, so something gotta change. So, you know what I'm saying? They, like you said, it's a rivalry game coming up, so that's gonna add a lot more fuel to the fire, you know. So, you just gotta prepare, just go work hard, and just, you know what I'm saying, just go out there, just smack them boys in the mouth, and just, you know what I'm saying, play with a chip on our shoulder, man, because it's like, I know we 0-4, a lot of people counting us out now, you know, so we just gotta change the narrative. Like, we're not playing New Mexico football right now. That's straight up.
Question for you, Christian. Give up 61 to Arizona, 45 to Auburn, now 38 to Fresno. Mm-hmm. What progress are you seeing?
Like I said, just mistakes. It's just we're just not doing our jobs. That's it. Like, you know, if you look at the games, we gave up 61 points because we're just not where we need to be. Like, that's it. We supposed to have a guy or, like, you know what I'm saying, right there in that spot. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know if it's miscommunication. Like, you know, miscommunication. Just a lot, man. We just, you know, guys just not knowing what to do. But that's why I say we're getting better. You know what I'm saying? Week in and week out. Like I said, from that 60-point game. You know, just gradually just getting better, you know what I'm saying? And just coming in and just communicating just as a defense, as a whole, having guys in their gap and just really just being more consistent, man. That's it. We get to the second half and we don't finish. That's it. We just got to finish.
Bobby was out tonight. I believe Dom Tatum's also out. Noah kind of had a club on his right hand. And then Cam Watts got banged up as well, too. How much did that, you know, being just been in the secondary kind of affect things tonight?
Yeah, you know, we got guys banged up, but like I said, secondary wise, I feel like we're deep. You know, we got guys who could come in and fill roles. Like, I feel like Nigel did a good job coming in and just filling that void for Bobby. You know what I'm saying? He made some good plays tonight. You know, obviously, we want guys like Bobby in there. You know, Noah still is he's a tough guy. You know, he was out there with like one hand, but like I said, I mean, it was his right hand. But I mean, he still went out there and made some plays, did his job, man. You know, but like I said, we deep in the secondary room, and we're just going to continue to just do our jobs, man, and just make plays, you know. You know what I'm saying? We can't just let one guy like falling out just affect the whole secondary. Like I said, we're a unit, so guys just got to step up. That's it.
Of course, you guys are accustomed to strong starts, you know, through the first three games and all that, really competitive first halves and the like, and some of you led at the end, actually. When you guys are down as much as you were in the first half, like 22 points to the margin, what is the immediate reaction to the sidelines after that?
Man, just don't look at the score, but just go out and just play New Mexico football, like what we're capable of. Just go and do what we do. Like, at the end of the day, man, it's like we just know if we play hard and we do our job, man, at the end of the game, if we do what we're supposed to do, the outcome is going to be in our favor. That's all we need to do. Just do our job, do our assignments, and just, you know what I'm saying, just play harder longer than the other team, like Coach Mendenhall preaches all the time. Play harder longer, be more consistent. If we do that, man, we'll be all right.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.